Yes, let's pick up what we're about to do, what we left off yesterday. And so we're going through, right, Ishus, there's Isham and Arison, is not just an Isha in Halacha, it's Isham and Arison and Isham and Nisuin. So what are these two different stages? What does it entail? What changes, dinim-wise, conceptually? So what we saw was that the first thing that notable in terms of the change for Nisuin, it's the first in the sense that it's the clearest in the Pesukim. The Pesukim speak of a woman who then proceeds to live with the husband, and then all of a sudden it's not skill anymore, it's ki matzeish shochei misha v'ulas baal. So v'ulas baal apparently means more than just the narusa. V'ulas baal means they're living together. Right? So she's in the sewer, living together. All of a sudden now we have umesu gam shneim. Skila? No. Mesu gam shneim. What is it? So whatever is mesu, whatever that normally is, that's what the chiyuv is. So stam misa in Torah, unless otherwise specified, is chenek. So she's chayav chenek. So that's the only explicit pasuk which speaks of there's a nam or asa. And then there's ulas baal already. They're living together. So then the chiyuv is different apparently. We discussed yesterday the nature of that difference and whether or not that's really a difference between the Ishus of Erison versus Ishus of Nisuin. What we saw was it's not a difference really between Ishus of Nisuin and Ishus of Erison. Ishus of Erison is also capable of being Chayav Chenek. The difference is she Ishus Aviyah. So this, what this difference speaks to is that Nisua, what we learn from here really is that Nisuin is Motziah Mershus Aviyah, at least for the purposes of Onshin, of considering it Ki Liznos Beis Aviyah. That's not true anymore when she's Nisua. And therefore, right, Aiden, which is your point, therefore the onesh is less severe. Right? It's less of a destructive kind of uprooting of an entire bias. She doesn't stain the father's household as much at that point. Yeah.
So in that parsha of Naamaras, there's also mentioned Basula in that parsha. Meaning, because I'm just wondering, is Bulas Baal meant to contrast to Mahorasa, or is Bulas Baal meant to contrast to Basula?
Chazal understand it to be Nesua, but if you're asking me why, I think it would probably be because Kfar Amar.
Yeah, it's clearly, I think Bozbal's like clearly contrasting down Marasa, and then Bozbal he would mean Nesua, it would mean some sort of next. But the question is that,
the case is talking about Nesua. London Nesua, I mean, the whole case is talking about Nesua.
Meaning,
she finds it that she's not a Basula. He finds that she's not a Basula. Lomatsa Basula. London Nesua Basula.
So that was the previous parsha?
Yeah. That's
it was a Moshe Sheva.
Correct. And then the skila comes, and that's Moshe Sheva, as if it's false. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole, right? And that ends with, next pasuk, that's the end of the parsha with the samach, right? The end of the parsha. Next pasuk, the im emes haya davar, right? That's a parsha of skila. Mm-hmm. And there's the im. Right, and then that ends. And the next part is ki matze isho chayv mishav ulas baal. Mm-hmm. This is talking about Nesua now. She was in Nesua, and the next part is again ki enara b'sula b'oras of ish umatza. That's the part of skila. Right, ki enara b'sula b'oras of ish umatza ish be'ir b'shachayima v'otzesa mishneim al shar ha'ir ha'hu skatan mosam b'vanim. So again, there's a question about the kefelos of parsha, and in part, it's an intro to Ulanarsis is a davar, because I shared lots of akas, and then it'll teach you also Ulanarsis is a davar. But in part, there seems to be a difference, because it says, Skabim Anche Yeros. So again, that's tonight our debate what the difference in this parsha is in the parsha, the MS part of the Moti Shemar parsha. We've spoken before, why is one the Pesach Sevilla, and the other one is Bashar Yer? And there are answers to that. Could be two different cases, or maybe this is a chachilah b'di'evet. If it's shaykh, shayir, maybe. So there's one to talk about in the parsha, but just in terms of that pasuk itself, is understood to be referring to a stam case of a wife, stam wife. All right. So anyway, so that's in the pesukim. Now, what we find though in halacha is that's not the sole. It's questionable whether or not you really need a chuppah to make you have less of a chiyuv. Meaning, there are the demons that are introduced with nisuin, and here, so trying to actually have a list of what are these dinim. It's actually more difficult than you would think. Both in the Gemara, but even in the Rambam, it's kind of interesting. He never has and here's the things that happen in Nisuin. He has a few lists, but they're not really, none of them are comprehensive. And you have to put things together. But the first stab at that question is in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Navidah, Yedav and Aleph. The Gemara in Kiddushin raises the question, maybe if an Ish is Mekadish, Ish to Bibiya, maybe there is no second stage. Maybe that just takes you all the way through. Question, be a Eresu Nosei, be a Nisu Nosei. The Gemara says, at some point, what's enough to mean? I don't think it's a Kasha. I don't think it's a Kasha. The Gemara is saying, either way, she's his wife. She requires get. There's an Nisar Vashis Ish. So the Gemara says, Nafkamina. So what is the Gemara's response? Here's the Nafkamina. The Yorsha, the Tamil, the Lafer Nidra. So this sort of three, this triad of Dinim, the Gemara points to as differences. If it be as Eresin Oseh versus be as Nisun Oseh. These three halachos are Dafka be Nisun. Why did the Gemara stop there? Why did the Gemara say, how far has everybody gotten? What are you guys all up?
Yerusha or the Sun
Katrin.
All right, so you're still up to these three, but there's a whole other section. It's called Basabal Ishta. Sherk Sona is enough, isn't it?
Shrumukhiran Lathme.
What?
Shrumukhiran Lathme.
What did you say?
Shrumukhiran Lathme, Yerban Lathme.
Truma already, I'm gonna leave aside, because Truma may be, according to the simple Pshat in Babli, actually, just say, Ramban is not sure, based on our Sugi, as we'll see. But the overall prevalent Pshat in Babli is Arusa is Midvar Torah, Ochelas Bitruma. So what is, why not? Head to Tashmish. That's only the Derbanan.
Well, it's like that Bia, so that we didn't say that the Tashmish is.
Well, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is.
If the question is whether Bia and Osa are Arison or Osa Kedushin, we're going to say that Nachman is Hedra Bia.
But what you're saying isn't true. Why? Because if you look at the halacha and the Rambam, Bia is Osa Arison, and the Rambam says, and therefore, if she were to be Baal.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't given it to you guys yet. Okay, fine. You didn't get to it yet. I did give it to you. Even if she's Mekadosh or Rabia, she's then Aser Midi Versofrin until Nisuin. So the Yisra applies. That's a function of the fact that she's not Nisuin. I didn't actually give you guys a look at it, but the Magi Mishnah is not sure. The Magi Mishnah thinks...
The answer is... Nisuin also be done by Bia. The question is, do you need two Bias or one?
No. The question is, do you need to also do Chuppah? And what would be Nafkamina? Liyorshal Tamil Alafra Nidra. So the Gemara doesn't mention Hedra Tashmish. Now, the standard reading of it, Hedra Tashmish is also Nafkamina. I didn't even give this to you guys, but the Kesef Mishnah and Magi Mishnah have an argument. Hedra Tashmish is the one that Nafkaminas will get to. When the Rambam unveils this in Perek Tes, I believe, he just paskins here. I'll just read it. Maybe Perek Tes. Maybe Yud. No, Yud, Perek Yud. So Arusa Asur Lebalam Yivir Sofrim, again, we'll get to it. Kol Manchim Vesiriyah, Va'ba Arusa Asur Veschama Makmas Makmas Makmas, again, we'll get to it. Va'filu, and here's where the Rambam is addressing, Va'filu M'kitcha Bebiya, Asa Lo Lava Ala, V'yishniya, V'vesa Abiya, Ashi Abiya Asa Lo Tov Veso, V'sachin Ma'viyah Freshanala. And this is where the Rambam is first defining, and that's what Chutz is. Okay, that's where Rambam is. V'yichud Zeh, Hu Hanikra K'nis L'chub. This is right. Still be here?
Yeah.
It's fun. You could say it's funny. The Bia, even Kiddushi Bia, it's only Chal initially, and then there's Slowness. Now it happens to be, in the end, Rav Mangid, right? Rav Mangid on Mandam Kaddushi Bia. Rav not only forbade it, but he actually, a Maisa, he instructed his Bazin to be Malka anybody who does Kiddushi Bia, because it borders the borderline, which we'll get.
Who did this?
Rav. Yeah, Rav Mangid on Mandam Kaddushi Bia, so people don't just. Not do Kiddushi Bia because it's like not as easy, because it's just simple to do. I mean, Shtar is also pretty, that's probably true for Shtar. Shtar is also the minhag to do with Kesef. But somebody was like, you know what, I'm going to do a little unusual. So if you did with Shtar, I'd be like, why are you being such a, like, what Shachter would call a Kanaka? You have to be different. But if he does it with Bia, we don't just say that. We say, okay, then you're going to get Makas. That's a Nisa Derabana. To use Kiddushi Bia. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, no, that's. Midin Torah, or let's just say prior to Rav's particular right intervention, where you're not even allowed to do Kiddushi Bia, you were, even if you're doing Kiddushi Bia, there's an Issa Derabanan independently. Now, well, I don't want to get ahead of myself here. The Gemara doesn't mention this. Now, it happens to be.
Is this Tashmish
that's on your Makoros. The answer is no, but there are Rishonim who sound like they think the answer is yes. There are Rishonim who sound like. Let me just clarify. There are Rishonim who sound like they think the answer is yes. Vasalano Sarusas. That's not. I mean, Rashi is quite aware of that problem, and he goes on to explain it. But I'm just saying, the Papash, the answer is no. Rambam certainly says no. There are those who think the Rabbi sounds like he may disagree. Quoted by the Rashi, but the Rashi sounds like the Rabbi thinks it's their eyes. I'm not so sure that you can really, I would have interpreted the rivalry. But either way, why are we mentioning this again?
I'm trying to figure out why.
The Gemara doesn't mention it.
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't mention it. So it happens to be, I didn't give this to guys. The Magen Mishnah on this Rambam says, you know what? The Rambam is not passing me here the question of Bia Erisin Osa, Bia Nisuin Osa. It's a very strange Magen Mishnah. Even the Mandamar Bia Nisuin Osa, right? That's L'inyan, the Yorsha, the Tanah, the Hathor, and Nidra. That's not L'inyan, Hedra Tashmish. So he's starting to split all these dinim, and we're going to get to over the course of the first sukkah is going to involve, no, the second sukkah is going to involve being able to start saying maybe some of these dinim depend on something that the other ones don't.
What can you say? They're just the raisas. I'm saying based
that's
upon
an answer. It happens to be that who doesn't that work for? Who does that absolutely not work for?
For those who hold that the rishas about their banner.
Yeah, so that's a whole sukkah of tanaim and raim. Happens to be the Rambam also thinks that actually first one also is not. Or it's the second one. We'll get to it in a second. The Tamil is also not there, right? The Rambam. That's Rambam against everybody else. But so I hear you. I hear you. And maybe that is an answer that's correct if you think Yerusha Baal is there, right? And you also assume only the Rambam. Maybe that's the answer. But there are other things that are also there, right? So that's a problem. Shrix Zvon is there, right? You guys haven't gotten to it, but that's only been assumed. All the dinim that of Zchuyas Baal are also. Now, most of them are Dirabana. But anyway, the point is, I'm just mentioning, these three are. I don't have a good answer to this question, other than to point out that the Magen Mishnah thought it was Bidavka, and actually there's a distinction. The Magen Mishnah says, so he writes, Apilu in Kitchen would be a paracomic confusion. You buy the Lugamar, be in a sinosa, irisinosa, Ramru, Nakamina, the Yosha Tamala for Nidra, below Amru, Imutra Lavale, Mashma, Apilu, Timsalomar, Nisunosa, Asalavale, Tabmesser, Kinisla Fupa. So the Rambam here is not postulating this question, actually. The Rambam is actually not saying anything about it. He's simply saying what he thinks is l'kuliyama. Nobody says that Bia Nisunosa means l'inyan, the things that aren't mentioned in the Gemara, and the one he mentions is Heter Isha Labala. And so that makes you wonder, okay, what about Sherek Sisona? I don't know, or the Magen Mishnah, I really don't know. Let's put it this way. I then understand, though, okay, so that's why these three are chosen, because it's only these three which are mentioned, which are actually is linear. The Ketzer Mishnah is having none of this. He says, what is he talking about?
What is the Magen Mishnah talking about?
Meaning everybody agreed. It's obvious. So it's in the opposite direction even. Meaning everybody understands that Nisuin Osa means it's mutter. The question is, maybe it only means that and not the other things. So the Yerushal Talmud for it. Either way, I saw my question, which is there are yet other things. The Gemara is not mentioned. But overall, the Ketzer Mishnah is saying, like, Infar, you could be Mechalek Gavah's direction, but in the end, he's not. And I think what the Ketzer Mishnah was saying, these are three. These are three of the major ones. We'll see. Maybe it's because they're Doraisa, but that doesn't work for them. In any event, the Tamil Yerushal Hafa Nidra, these are the ones that are being trumpeted as, right, this is the difference between Ishtam and Nisuin and Ishtam and Erisin. Again, it's only three of the important differences, but it's not the list of this. Let's look at this list. So, three of these things. So, the Gemara says, and this is, where do we get that from? That's the difference. So, Rashi points you to a Mamar, a Brisa, that is repeated in many places, right? That what do we say about, anybody have it? Anybody have it open?
Gemara?
Yeah, the Gemara Chavtesim Beis in Yavamish is just an example. Right. That Ishto Harusa Lo Onila Lo Mitamila, right? Below Maikar Nedra, correct? The Rashi sent you to, right? That he used to.
The
term Bechir
Ishto Harusa Lo
Onila Lo Mitamila Bechir Hivonenas Lo Mitamila. Right. Is it also in Maikar Nedra? I don't remember if that's actually part of the review.
It's not.
Does it say there? Maikar Nedra.
Meisa Enu Yerushis Meis.
Yeah, the Gemara there is. So the Gemara quotes this line, and then in different places is trying to do different things with it and probing it. I don't remember if you mentioned it before, but either way, the Gemara here says L'Rosh L'Tamilo from Nidra. So what does it mean, Lo Onin Lo Lo Mitamilo? We're going to get to that actually. Connection between Onin Lo. What is Onin Lo supposed to? Onin Lo is Lavelos. He's on the Saba. And Mitamilo is connected to that apparently. What we're going to see, this is a topic of its own right. I think this is probably where the Rambam got it from. These two things are going in hand. What is the marker for mitzvah avelos? Maybe not off the top of the head. We're going to get to this in depth. What is the marker for the mitzvah? This abel akrokim from the Rambam? First of all, there is a mitzvah, the rice, according to the Gaonim, that was true. What is the mitzvah? What's the makom?
Well,
that's in Israel. That's a lot.
Well, it shows you this is a thing called the Ninos.
Yeah, but where do I get it from? Mitzvah, I say. Of Gura. Of Avelos.
Can you repeat the question?
Many Gaonim and many Rishonim think there's a mitzvah, I say, of Avelos. At least the Amar Rishon, which is what we're going to get to in depth. We'll get to this question in depth too. Bachati Chatas Hayom. So the Rambam thought that was not a makor for the mitzvah. That's a story, and it's saying, but where's the mitzvah? Ram? What does the Rambam say? Anybody? Lo yitama. We're going to get to it. It's not obvious why there should be a mitzvah.
It's in the
Lo yitama. No, it's lo yitama. Rambam would never
do that. Because it says duchal asase?
Because
what
do you mean?
No, meaning that's his makor, meaning... Because there's a lusase of him being coming.
Laitama is the formulation of a mitzvah. The fact that it also is docha for that reason is a bonus. I don't think that's how you know it's a mitzvah. You know it's a mitzvah because it's laitama.
So it right, but that's only with regards to a coin in a very specific case.
Correct. That's the thing. You're right. What?
I have my notes in for Hilchos Velos that we learned from Avos Shavas Yomim in the Torah by.
So you're talking about Shiva. You're talking about Shiva.
Okay, my bad.
And we're going to see, there's a mention of a shita that holds this, but it's one of these shitas that only gets mentioned by those who reject it. Nobody actually advocates it. There were Gaonim apparently that held that Avela Shiv is also deraisa.
Yeah.
But the Gaonim say, no, that's not the case. The Rif says this. The Rif quotes Gaonim as saying that's not true. The Rif and everybody else.
Right.
Nobody actually advocates it, whereas there's a Machlokas Rishonim, a genuine Machlokas Rishonim, which we're going to get to in Tashem, about whether or not any Avela is deraisa. But according to the majority, I think, the Gonim, yes, and according to the majority of Rishonim, I think the answer is yes. The Makor, the Rambam gives, is Lo Yitama. And part of the Sugi already speaks to that.
But also, there's a mitzvah of what? Avelos?
Yeah, we're going to get to it, trust me. You're right, Rambam says yes,
Avelos.
Zohi mitzvah sa Avelos, yeah, what?
Mitzvah
sa Yibo.
Mishnah Torah says, mitzvah sa Seyli sa Avel HaKurim, Mishnemar v'chati chatas
ayom. Yeah, continue on. Yeah, correct, yeah. Yeah, look in Sefer Mitzvahs.
Okay, that's a different makor.
It's not a different makor. If you want to know where he quotes this too, look in the next Perek Beis, Lach above, I think.
Okay.
This is me guessing. I think it's Lach above. Ish. Dola Mitzvahs have Avelos, right?
Yeah, I'm checking this out.
Kama.
Yeah.
And then look in the Minyan of Mitzvah Katzar and the Sefer Mitzvahs. Laitama. We're going to get to it. Why does he not quote it in Halacha Aleph? I'm going to get to it. I think he doesn't quote it in Halacha Aleph because it doesn't speak to things Abba. But why does he quote it out? Okay, we're going to get there. All I'm saying is there's a connection between owning and Avelos, and then Avelos and Tumah. The Rambam saw it as a dimension of Mitzvah Avelos, the fact that we're Metamim Kohen. In any event, so just know when it says Liyorsha Latamila, so that means Latamila means both. If he's a Kohen, then he's not Metamim. It also means there's no Chiv Daraisa to be Mitzvah. Again, we'll come back. Just that fact. I'm just saying, in our context, that's one, Latamila. All right, what's this Latamila? So let's go through each of these. Number one, Latamila. So what's the makor? You just read. What does Latamila come from? Read the pasuk you just read. Right, Latamila, etc. So Kohen in general is also to become Tamei Mace, right? Actually, two Isurim. The exception, the Torah says, is Lo Yitama on the Shivas Akrovim Hamzalamai. Okay, and among those, Ishto. Which Ishto is it? That's what this question is answering. Which Ishto is it? So here we say this is Ishto only Minan Nisuin. This is what the Gemara means. And what's the makor for that? That's only Minan Nisuin. So what is the... Yeah, go ahead. And what is the surprise? I gave it to you guys. How do we know that this is only Nisuin? Guys? The Torah says, what's a makor that this is only b'nisuin? Right, so it doesn't say, because it says l'she'ero, and what is she'er? She'er is only minan nisuin. It doesn't really say that. It says, right, anybody have it? All right, I'll get it. So the problem is you guys are actually.
What does it start with, the group chat?
What? It's a sifra.
What does it start with, the group chat?
The Medrash, just as a general, Medrash Halacha, right? There are three main major ones: Mechilta, Sifrei, Sifra. Or I should say, Mechilta, Sifra, Sifrei. Mechilta is on Shmos, Sifra, Price of Torah's Kohanim is on Vaikra, Sifrei is on Bemidbar. Yeah.
That was just happy up here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kim l'she'ero ha'karov e'lov. In she'ero el ishtel, she'nemar she'er avicha hi.
Okay, so number one, she'er avicha hi, meaning it's your father. The Torah says it in the context of Arayos. She'er avicha hi, that
your father's wife is your
father. Yeah, it's like, it's your father, right. Okay.
Ha'karov lo es ha'arusa.
Oh, no. Lemay is Arusa, but lo es Arusa. The other gears are the gears of the full gears. It doesn't mean es Arusa, it means below
es
Arusa. Right, it's below es Arusa.
Elav lo es Arusha.
Right, so lo es Arusa. So it sounds like the makor is, there's a miyu. There's a miyu. So here we're going to get into one of the major, sort of start to see the thematic elements that may be distinguished. There are two ways to take this sifra. One is, give me them, Tzoka.
Right.
Two ways to take the sifra.
Just
in terms of what I take away.
She'er is only nesua.
So it could say, listen, there was a habamina that when it says she'er, what does she'er mean?
Either means
it has something to do with basar.
Yeah,
it's something to do with basar. The Ramban in the Nisbah here I give you at the end, he thinks himself that it means dveikus basar or basar. There are other those who say it just means basar. Either way, right, it's something to do with flesh, sharing of the flesh in some way. So the she'ero akarove love. She'er, the Ramban, and this is Ramban's finish, it means that there's something being put together and being unified, right? So that's why he thinks She'er means specifically a wife, as opposed to other kinds of relationships. But either way, She'er, so She'ero, I could take it to mean, I could have thought She'ero means Ishto, whatever level, Ishto, whatever stage it is, right? Kamash Malon HaKarovela, meaning what? Defining what is She'er. Everybody following here? She'er is only minan nisuin. That's one way to take it. That's already pretty significant. What's the other way to take it? No. She'er is ishto. Any level ishto is she'er. But the inyan is halacha hakarovet. It's got to be minan nisuin. Again, I'm going to leave the conceptual, full conceptual lesson until later, but that's a pretty significant difference. Maybe the concept of she'er is something which is actually true both of erusin and nisuin. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's dafka she'er only been nisuin. Some of the other makoros are going to be a little bit more circumspect about that point about it being based on Korobe. What does Rashi say in Yivamos Snuff Test on Beis? You have it?
Yivamos Snuff Test on Beis?
Yeah, why can't I find it?
What is Chav Test on Beis?
Is it Chav Test on Beis?
I don't know, I'm asking.
Yeah, there's Chav Test on
Beis. Yeah, Lo'onain.
The last Sheira Korobe. So Rashi preserves that part of it. Okay, so for now we're good. It's Lav She'ero HaKarov. Okay, so that's the marker for it. The Rambam throws a wrench into this. What does the Rambam say about this time? Litamilo. What does the Rambam say that's unique?
Wait, what
Rashi said Rambam? Yeah. He quotes the Lav She'ero HaKarov.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is quoting the Sifra. We're going to see whether or not that gets preserved throughout. Okay. What does the Rambam say about this? That kind of throws a wrench in this whole thing. Tamila, and we have a basic difference here between Nisua and Nervous. What does the Rambam say?
It says you.
It's a shocking halacha, no? What does the Rambam say about?
The only, right, only Mitame to her Midirabana because of Yerusha.
Midirabana.
That's
a Suak Mitzvah. We're going to see Rambam is lifting that from the Gemara that says that about an Ishto Haktan. The problem is the Gemara says that about Ishto Haktan. And also what's unclear about it is, and what does it mean? How can that be? We'll see. It comes up in the context of the Sugya of Yesh Kavya Hashem Lakar Dovran HaTorah, where somebody already knows where we're going to go with this. I mean, the Re saw this as one of the major principles of Yesh Kavya Hashem Lakar Dovran HaTorah, even the Kumbiyah say, the Meis Mitzvah example is like a category.
Doesn't the
Ram
not hold that way though?
It
only holds it by the
Loisa say? So the Gemara sounds like it does. Not Loisa.
No, B'Shev Al-Taisa.
Right. So Gemara says explicitly, B'Shev Al-Taisa or Lemigadr Milsa. So Kuvia say yes, but only Lemigadr Milsa. But then the Gemara says, and what about, because it's machlokes about whether or not the kum yase. We're going to get to this Gemara. But the Gemara says in Yevamos, kum yase, I have a raya that even the kum yase they can do. And it quotes the fact that ishto tana is mitamila, and if you hold that's only derabanan, so you see, the Gemara answers is mishum es mitzvah. So what does that mean? There are some Rishonim with the argument, she literally is an es mitzvah. There are some Rishonim with the interpret otherwise. Either way, that's a yeshkaf yachamim question, we'll get to it. They rebuilt a whole category of another exception. You're right that it doesn't say explicitly, but it mentions this example. And the Re says, what is the principle? The Re gives you a principle. We'll get to it. Either way, this is a huge chiddush d'orama. It's clear, asua kemes mitzvah, he got it from that Gemara. The problem is, Gemara is specifically talking about mishtok tan. So I don't have a good answer for that. I don't know if anybody does. But maybe it's from something else. Maybe it's from Yerusha. But either way, the Rambam thinks that's only derabanan. So for the Rambam, that's not really a difference between the Torah. You're not actually misavel either, or mitamidah either, mina nesuah. So it's not true of erusah, but it's also not true of nesuah. But for the standard view, that is a really shita seyafid. In the Rishonim, the standard view is this is a din deraisa, which distinguishes between erusah on the one hand and nesuah on the other. It's either based on a diuk, it's a local din, just a chiddush legabe tuma, based on this diuk of karovila, more kurva, it's further into the yishus, or it's based on something else, which is that it's not she'er, it's a much more radical understanding, and then karovila is defining what she'er is, and we'll get to that too. All right, so that's in terms of tumah. What about yerusha? What does that mean? Yerusha? So here, the din is habal yerushas ishta. That din is, so this is what the Mishnah mentions, it's among the nochlin below and achilin, that means the husband is yerushas ishta, she's not yerushin. Right? The ben is yorish of it. Ishto is not yorish at all. He is yorish ishto, so he's in one of the nochlin main on healing. So how do we know that he's yorish ishto? So Gemara quotes several psukim. The major pasuk that people quote is the first one, namely, where it's a makar for the din that Baal is yorish ishto. Where do you see it? He im. I'm sorry. Le. Correct. Right? So it says, if, and this is the, I don't know if you guys have anybody ever learned Mishnah Nachla? Yeah, so the Mishmash Nachla comes from this pasuk, right? And if there's no, when you go down, then you go into a chain. So that's the Mishmash Nachla, very fun. So Chazal say, what does it mean, the She'ero? She'ero Zu?
Ishto.
She'er refers to, She'er refers to his wife. I'm sorry, what's the pasuk again? Say it again.
L'sh'eiro
ha'karo v'lo. So it says, uven inlo, and Chazal mean ayinlo, so that means uven inlo, and then none of his descendants either. V'varz nachal v'gidol niyan, they go up, and they go through. And in the end, it says, v'in achim l'aviv, right, v'nasatem esnachal so l'sh'eiro ha'karo v'lo. So that's the Mishmash. So v'pashas just means your next karo. Chazal interpret it in, right, the Gemara in Bavasra, no, it means L'she'ero. She'ero Zo Ishto. Okay. One question that comes up is, if that's a makor for it, why is the husband quoting everybody else? Right? If that's a makor for it, if you're looking in the psukim, it sounds like he'd be far, far down.
Well, assuming that, right, because it says to give to Ben, so then give to Abbas.
Yeah, but the husband's Yorish Ishto before anybody else.
Meaning, if you take everything, all the previous psukim, and you interpret that to mean mishmosh, then it'll turn out that the...
So there actually is a question of what is considered all you mishmosh. What's the major acronym between mishmosh and not mishmosh? You remember?
What's mishmosh?
Mishmosh is, it's indirect inheritance. It's mishmosh. Mm-hmm. I inherit somebody else who inherited you.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, you pass your inheritance through a dead person.
Through a dead person, yeah. So there's a nafkamina. You remember the nafkamina that Gemara mentions? There's one nafkamina that Gemara says explicitly. It's chovos.
What's the lashon of mishmosh?
The Rishonim talk about it. It's like l'mashmesh, everything's touching. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it is, it became just a separate mishmosh nafkamina. So it is whether or not you the chovos are still there's still mishubad in the chov. Because that's a nafkamina. If it's sort of dragging with it all the obligations of the person. So if it's direct, it is. If it's indirect already, it's not. It's kind of, you know, the mace is chayav or not chayav. Anyway, the point is, it's a question, because the psukim don't make it sound like this is a priority if this is what it's saying. Tosfos addresses this question. What does Tosfos say?
But if the baal wasn't yours at the beginning, if you assume, if the previous pesukim create,
there's no kids. Then it goes to the father. Then it goes to the uncles, right? Kids, father, uncles.
But as you look for kids, you don't find kids. You go up on a generation. You repeat the process, right?
Kids, fathers, uncles, aunts, and then repeat the process, and then descendants, and then repeat the process.
The mice, at the end of the day, after you figure out the whole bowl system, it ends up just being like you go down, you can't go down, you go up, and then you repeat the process. It ends up being much less complicated than the Torah makes it out to be. Right?
I don't think it's so complicated in the Torah.
No, but it's even less complicated.
Yeah. Why?
But the Torah lists children, siblings, and uncles all separately, and then but at the end of the day,
it's there's a pattern here.
Go down, kick it down, go up. It's hard to
keep. Right. There are some who think, you know what? That's the distinguishes between mishmash and yorish, like a direct yorish. What the pesukim say is a direct. Everything else is mishmash. There are those who say that.
But once you have the system of mishmash, it doesn't make sense to put baal anywhere. Where would you put it?
Okay, that's a theory. I mean, I would say you put it in before you start going up again.
So you mean if you go down, then you go to the baal, and you go up.
You go down, and then you go to the baal. That's the question Phil is asking. How do we know that he's the Yorish Kodem HaBen?
And the Tosa doesn't address how you know that baal is Kodem to anybody other than that.
Correct. That's what, right. You have the Tosa there?
I think it says it's Sheir rather than Krovim.
No, but what was the question?
The question was, how do you know that? If it's Krovim, baal is on some Krovim, and how do you know all Krovim? Maybe Ben is better because he's right.
Tosa's already asking if, because Tosa's already proving. The fact is, right, that Ben has a certain special status. Ben is raw, meaning that's already, and you can distinguish already between the descendants.
Well, where's that again?
I think it's.
Everybody, I guess, Bon?
Yeah, but where's
yeah. Tosa's saying, you see that there's a special din regarding Ben. But Tosa's actually pointing out there's a lot that's different. The Ben is Yoresh in a way that others aren't. Ben is Yoresh even raw, meaning he doesn't own it, he's set to own it, he stands to own it.
Tosa says in the double Pasha that the Baal is Kodem to everybody else, though. Not the Ben, though. I mean, there's the Ben,
he's Kodem the Ben. Tosa's problem is, if we see this is a separate kind of thing, you know, you're Yoresh even Roy, how do we know that the Baal preempts everybody, including the son? Tosa's bothered by that. You could have asked the question just based on the pasuk.
Through my reading of the Tosas, it seems that he was taking it as the pasuk that is going to everybody else other than the Ben. And the question is, how do you know it's going to the Ben?
Right, and correct. And the reason Tosas is fascinating about this is you see the special Yerusha of Ben. Ben is, you know, even Meroi, right, which others are not. So there's some kind of Yichus, there's some kind of special relationship between Ben and Av, and Ben and Ain. Right, so how do I know that Baal preempts that? I think you could ask the same question just if it's based on Sheir, especially. There's no order that we're seeing here. It's after everything else, so it says the Sheir. So Sheir comes pretty late in this parsha.
Yeah.
Either way, what Tosa says is of interest. Yeah, what does he say?
So your Yorish because of Korva is fundamentally different than being Yorish because of
the Sheir. And it's not just fundamentally different, but it's more.
Meaning, once it's some part, all the Korva together.
This is not meaning Korva, it sounds like.
Yeah.
This is midin she'ero. What does it mean? It means ha'ilu basarecha. It's kind of a davak. Right? The she'er means there's a union of body and body. Right? Or it just means basar. But either way, it means there's a union of body. Ramban actually thinks it doesn't mean basar. It means basar ha'davik ma basar. But either way, right, there's a union here. That's what this refers to. And that implies it takes the priority before. It doesn't even really, it's not really even a Yerusha. It's just, this is, he is hers. It's kind of a, you know, bala kegufa. So
would you have expected? I mean, that seems like a very clear parallel to make.
That's what he says,
right? What? He says
he doesn't say shukufa. He has the line.
I'll start off.
Yeah. What is it? You have the line. Gave him the name Buzzer Epic.
Yeah.
You have it.
I don't.
I'm pulling it up.
Vim tomar deven yorish the romi nesayimo uval ino yorish minol deval gelam ben vishomar kevan shul habal ino yorish mechamas korba. Ella mechamas she'eros shehin chashuvin kibasar efad. Im kain kemoshe hu kodem l'shar krovin kaf hu kodem l'ben. Demaili hai umaili hai.
Meaning they're the same. Right? So he doesn't say he doesn't say balak, but
says
they're one. There's a union. And therefore, that preempts any kind of Nefilah Yerusha.
Right.
Right, that's a line. Fine, that's the halacha of Baal Yoris Ishto. Just establishing that that's a din, so there happens to be, well, you don't know from looking at that Gemara, you find out when you open up a Bechoros, in the context of a lot of questions, it turns out there's a machlokes, whether or not this is a din deraisa. Right? So this, according to some, is a din derabana, meaning, Bayman on Eris and Bayman is suing, there is no Yerusha midaraisa, husband to his wife. That whole din is only midarabana. This is the Gemara in Bechoros, attributes this to the machlokes tonight. Right? If I recall correctly, let me just get it. Is a machlokes, I think it's a Rabbi Elazar. Can we have that?
Did you ever
read
from
Baruch
there somewhere?
Rabbi Baruch is famous for a different sheet in Hanchal.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was surprising.
No, no, no. Hanchal Rabbi Baruch, he gives a certain authority to reassign.
So he's here also in a different context.
Yeah, okay. But not the context I was interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, the context I was interested in was...
So it's a Tanakh, the Dibur Rabbi Meir, Chama Omrim, right?
Right.
Chama Tanakh Mecha. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kulam Chos Rabbi Omer.
Right. That even... One second. Even the Yerusha through the Av is Chos Rabbi Mecha. Why? What do you mean? So Gemara says, what's the explanation for that? Yerusha is a Baal, you're a Baal. Okay, so it's a machlokes. Apparently, those are all smachas. They're not midaras. How do you paskin in this? So that is a machlokes to Shonim. All right, Rambam, din number two of the three that the Gemara mentions, he thinks that's also only midaraban. And here we clearly know this is midaraban, midaraban. And it's not a chiddush, he's just paskin in that day. So this din, according to Rambam, is also only midaraban, but the din of Yerusha Sabal, that is a distinction between Ishto Minan Nisu and Ishto Minan Nisu. And I guess we'll pick up on next week, Yerusha Sham is, and how do we know that? Okay?
What's your question?
How do we know that? That it's limited to Nisua.
That Yerusha Sabal.
Yeah. The Gemara asserts that it is.
Yeah, they didn't do this in line that they're only.
But I gave him the Gemara's about.
Yeah.
The Gemara does say, not in Mokbasra,
saying that she's
a Sanhedrin. Right, you guys saw the Gemara Sanhedrin?
Yeah.
We're in the middle of it.
Oh, okay. So
this is perfect. I forgot to give you a class.
No, I did. I just forgot what it said.
What word is it going to turn on?
Sorry?
What word do you think it might turn on? That the Gemara and Sanhedrin anchors as the basis for saying is limited to Nisuin.
What's
that
meant to
say? Shehira.
Yeah. Yeah. Then if Yerusha's Baal is only, the Shehira is only Ishtam and Nisuin. I'm trying to see a theme here.